I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of Muslim Lady. It is an honor and a pleasure to have you all with us. And of course, as always, I have the privilege of hosting my wonderful sister and awesome expert, Sister Razia Shamili. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my full of energy friend.
Throughout these last few episodes, we've been talking about how to equip our girls with the mindset and skill set, basically, that they need in order to carry out their roles and responsibilities as adults. In Islamic countries, we are not allowed to doll up ourselves for men who exist outside of our house. Even in the Western culture today, nowadays, after the whole, sort of the whole feminist movement and the whole empowering women waves that took the world by storm, women are all about, well, I don't care what you think.
And when you see little girls taking their mommy's high heels, as little as 2-year-old,
yeah,
or 3-year-olds wanting you to wear puffy dresses, mm-hmm, and hairdos, and you know, this is what characterizes a little beautiful cutie little pie, mm-hmm, girl, right? Sometimes the capitalists, which are a bunch of men, decide what you want. And when you come to the lower levels of the society, the masses, the men in the masses, they are affected by what the fashion is feeding them,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So if these days having a specific curves of your body
enhanced
is trendy now, 10 years ago, we were non-existent. So this is what I mean by what men want from you.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, what men want from you is they have been fed, and somebody else has dictated culture and trend into the veins of the society.
That probably just exists in capitalist countries.
Capitalism exists everywhere.
I think it's safe to say probably nowhere as much as America.
The West, too. Look at some Islamic countries. Eastern women.
In every culture, there are beauty standards. And I think that's natural to an extent as well.
But the culture, in the globalized world that we're living in, they are, and with the help of, Instagram and the social media, these standards are becoming the same for almost many cultures.
Mm.
Even, I think sometimes you can say that some Middle Eastern, Eastern Islamic countries, the trends are so highlighted. All of them look the same, the trendy women. I see women who are crazy about certain standards of beauty, and they are killing themselves to be like one of the standards that they have been specified.
Mm.
Going back to 10 qualities or traits that men want women. Want in a wife,
mm-hmm,
right? So it's not like any random guy wanting any random woman to be like that. It's what a man wants his wife to be, his spouse to be, right? So I read an article where in the Forbes, in that article, there was a research done by two sociologists.
Mm-hmm.
One, Christine B. Wellen at the University of Pittsburgh, and Christine F. Boxer at the University of Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
These two ladies, they had this question in mind, that what do men want from a wife? They carried out an extensive research. It was a survey done in the year 2008. They analyzed the results, and based on these, they gave 10 points. I'm going to mention them, and the order is by increasing importance.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
The ones I say...
The top 10,
yeah, right? The more I go down, the more important it becomes.
Okay.
Right?
Number 10 would be... I honestly don't know. I never thought about it.
Her ambitiousness and her industriousness. What's very high on their list, which is number 10, is a woman's level of energy and determination. قانتاتٌ حافظات. Let's go back to the religious guideline that we are told, and then let's compare them and let's see where are they are conflicting.
Are you going to mention the top 10 or no?
Yes.
Yeah?
Should I mention by...
Yeah, you go by list, okay. And then, yeah, so, because...
Ambition and industriousness is number 10. Number 9, desire for home and children. 8, good looks. 7, good health. Good
for
mama
sure.
for their children.
Obviously.
And a good wife. Sociability.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, pleasing disposition. Mm-hmm. Good akhlaq. The top 3 is emotional stability and maturity. Number 2, dependable character.
Yes. Not to be a flaky person who you can't rely on.
Exactly.
One day she's sunny, one day she's stormy.
Exactly.
You can't leave anything with her.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's natural.
Number 2. And number 1, mutual attraction and love.
These are very realistic things that men would seek.
That's good. I mean, they have this research is based on the social trend. Of course, these are mature men we're talking about. They're not talking about any random lady. They're talking about their future life partner.
Mm-hmm.
So the issues that are talked by them, they are very important, serious issues, life-changing, affecting, you know, every aspect of their life. When they are, number one, love.
Mm.
Back in the old days, people would get married
for prospect, for position.
Exactly. Or arranged marriages, mm-hmm. as you're saying, right? But romantic relationship and love has become so trendy these days. So trendy.
Mm.
You know, the kind of surprise proposals that people have over the social media. Life and matrimonial relationship has turned into a very romantic. In their mind, it's like, I have to find my love. This is trendy.
Mm.
This is something that did not exist even like 20 years ago.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
As a matter of fact, it's good to say that. I haven't done a research and I can't be precise, but it's not necessary that if you get married with love, this love is going to keep you.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
but on the other hand, it's not all logical arranged marriages that work out as well. You know, marriage is a very complicated topic. Let's not get into it because it's not something that you can put into a cookie dough and just cut everything into the same shape.
Definitely.
But in any case, romanticism is trending.
Romanticism, right. Mm. But then, in the first glance, knowing that men fall for love in their marital relationship than any other priority, and this is something, I don't know if we have to be proud of this or not.
Yeah, but then at the end of the day, I think this infatuation always existed, right? Infatuation was always there since the dawn of time.
Mm.
And this attraction. But then a man who really wants to have a future and plans on having a family and raising children, he would not develop deep, meaningful, long-lasting love toward a woman who doesn't have the other 9 qualities. If a man is a 28-year-old, mentally stable man, financially also stable, he has built himself in society, and he's well-learned, and he's educated, and...
he's a man of the family.
He's a family man. He didn't have a traumatized past, because that is, again, another exception. We don't want to open that can of worms.
What about this man?
When he will not have a long-lasting, deep love toward a woman who doesn't have the other 9 qualities.
Uh-huh. All right. You're saying that all of them come together. It's
sort
a pack.
Of. Yes, sort of. Yeah,
you have
sure.
to have the other... Uh-huh. So, yeah. So they want a woman who is energetic, full of ambitions, a healthy, lively, dependable.
Yes.
And then on top of that, the red ribbon is love.
Yes. I will fall in love with her if she is thus.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
So you're saying all the 9 are somehow qualifications and characteristics that a man, like they're the standards that he's looking for. And he finds them, he falls in love. But then maybe back in the old days, the guys, they had all these criterias in mind, like trustability, health, beauty. All these are criterions that also we have in Islam. We will go through them one by one and we will see which of them are Islamic and which are non-Islamic. Dependable character. Someone who is with you, is by your side in the sweet days of your life and the bitter days of your life. In the ups and downs of your life, she's with you.
Committed.
Committed to you.
Yes.
You can rely on her. You can trust her. You can. You know that when she puts her hands in your hands, she's going to walk with you through the struggles of life. This is exactly the criterion that we have in the Quran. Comes with qanatatun hafidhat. Hafid means that she is trustable. She maintains...
She could maintain anything. She could be maintaining the relationship. She could be maintaining your trust. She could be maintaining the house. She could be maintaining your emotions, your heart. So that's exactly what it is.
Exactly. So number one criterion in the Islamic perspective is qanatatun hafidhat, right? Dependable character. We talked about emotional stability and maturity. Also, this would fall into the category of hafid. Someone who is hafid, you can't expect an immature,
irresponsible
person. She doesn't even know how to take care of her own emotions, her own wants, her own needs, let alone another person's, be responsible for another man's feelings, his sense of manhood and this and that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So she has to be a very built, self-built lady, a mature lady in order to be a good hafidh, right? That she would have, because, you know, modesty, which is one of the things that she maintains, as you said, is defined as self-centered, God-centered self-control. It means that no outside pressure or outside factor has to press her, has to push her to do something, to preserve her hijab. Or she, you know, the man doesn't have to be constantly worrying that, oh my God, when I leave, if I go on a trip, on a business trip, my wife, who's she going to end up with? She's hafid, right?
And she maintains his peace of mind.
Exactly. And this is all self-control. But it's coming from God-centered. It's like you do it because there's a very strong anchor in your mind.
For sure.
Which is the satisfaction of God. Of all your mentality, your worldview about this world and the next, right? Going on to the next one, a pleasing disposition. This is so important. So important, specifically when you are talking about qualifications, that because one of the questions that we wanted to discuss was that how do you know who is a suitable guy for you, husband to be for you, right? Because right now we're talking about what men want from a wife, but then the other side is also very valid because, you know, men have more potential to oppress than women because they're stronger physically and because they have the financial means within their power and they're stronger. I'm not saying that they oppress more. I'm saying that they have the capacity, the potential to oppress more, right? So having a good akhlaq, having a good ethics and moral is number two priority for a woman trying to find a suitable spouse. And I think the number one is having taqwa. Or God-centered fear, right? Fear of God. And then this taqwa, it comes from your faith. Taqwa is the practical implementation of faith. And taqwa is not something that is abstract. Taqwa means your akhlaq. Faith, then out of faith comes your taqwa when it's deep-rooted. And out of this taqwa, all the other manifestations of your character, your actions, your behavior are part of your taqwa. Whatever that you do, whatever you want to eat, whenever you want to sleep, whatever you want to, your work, your studies, your relationship with your parents, with your coworker, always the criterion is God happy with this? This is taqwa.
For sure. We have to be so firm on our understanding of what makes God happy in order not to confuse certain things with the satisfaction of Allah. Because oftentimes, you know, people think they're doing the right thing in the name of God, But at the end of the day, they're really not. Like what the Quran says, أَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا. They think they're doing the right thing, but it all turns into scattered dust at the end of the day because they didn't have a proper understanding of what Allah wants of them. Educate yourselves. Thank you, Sister Razia, and thank you to our listeners for being with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
I know I'm waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.